It's time to awaken to your ultimate potential.
Always something to learn.
The more real and truthful you can get with yourself, the happier you're going to be.
Nothing happens in the comfort zone.
There are no set rules on how to attain success and to feel fulfilled.
Each one of us are born with a purpose.
For me, I knew there was something bigger.
You don't conquer the mountain, you conquer yourself.
I'm Crystal Bauer, wellness expert and entrepreneur. Each week, I'm speaking with incredible individuals, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. On today's episode of 2 Minutes of Motivation, we are going to be talking about being confident and comfortable pitching yourself. I had a really interesting conversation with Brendan Kane this week, and we talked about gaining people's attention in 3 seconds, getting a good hook point, and that conversation inspired me to spend some time with you today. I used to struggle with the idea of having to pitch myself, and it made me really uncomfortable because I felt like I was being full of myself by talking about myself. Really, what happened with the shift in perspective when I started my business was I realized I have to be my own biggest advocate, and you have to be your own biggest advocate. You have a unique value to bring, and the world needs to know about it. So unless you're comfortable and confident sharing that and talking about that, people are not going to be able to have access to those services that they really need. So recognizing that you have value to offer, and that by sharing that and pitching yourself, you're giving other people an opportunity to benefit from what you have to offer. The second thing that I realized when it came down to pitching is I used to think in the beginning that I wanted to share my background and make myself share my expertise so that people viewed me as credible. What I wasn't doing was talking enough about the client or the person's needs that I was talking to. What I've really learned is that you need to make it all about them. What value can you bring them? What are their unique needs? What are their pain points? And how can you serve them? So when you make it about your client or your audience, that is going to be, they're going to be much more receptive to that. And the third thing is really be authentic and be you. You do not need to be like everyone else. This was something that I was a little bit uncomfortable with in the beginning when I started my business, because I was comparing myself to people like Tony Robbins or other big speakers and podcasters, and thinking, well, I have a different style. And what I realized is that's good. You want to have your own unique style. You don't want to be like everyone else. So really give yourself permission to be you, be authentic, be unique, and don't feel like you have to be like everybody else, because that's not what it's all about. And other people will resonate with you. You will attract your tribe by being authentically you. So I hope that this helps you. Remember, you have unique value to offer. Make it about your audience, about your client, and be authentically you. And until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential.
It was wonderful spending time with you today. Just one quick ask. This information is incredibly important to more than just you. So think of just one person today that you can share this episode with, and together we can spread this message that you don't have to sacrifice your well-being to attain success to others who need it. Valuable episodes like this one are published weekly, so you and others can have the benefit of reaching your ultimate potential. So click the share button, get this episode into the hands of just one person you know who would gain great value from it. I will see you next week.